Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the AI Training Podcast. My name is Mark Latimer, the host of the show and the founder of Grateful AI. You can check us out, if you haven't already, at openaitraining.com, where you can get free training on OpenAI and a ton of other great resources. Quick recap on the last episode, where we talked about AI in popular culture. That means in the media and the movies, shows like Black Mirror, Star Wars, and all that great stuff. If you haven't already, check it out. Fantastic episode. In this episode, we will be looking at and talking about real-world applications in AI. These are examples of where AI is being used. And if you haven't already, you're going to notice that AI is being used everywhere. And maybe you don't use it or think about it, but you're probably using it. So the everyday applications of AI. Let's explore a little how AI is already showing up in our daily lives. If you are using navigation apps, you think Maps? You think Google Maps doesn't have a bit of AI sprinkled in there? And recommendation systems. Do you shop on Amazon? Do you buy things online? How do you think those recommendation engines work? They're using large data sets to organize information and serve it up to you exactly when you need it. Every company is incorporating AI in some way. Whether you see it or not, there is AI under the hood. Let's look at healthcare. AI is transforming the healthcare industry. It's now a way to support better diagnostic tools, personalization in medicine, and predictive analytics. I think about those scans, those image scans. You know, someone has a tumor in their brain, and traditionally a doctor would have to just look at that scan and try to figure it out. One of the most amazing things AI can do is sophisticated image recognition, looking at large data sets of images and being trained to identify tumors. Now, this may not replace the doctor doing that, ultimately can speed things up and become more accurate to ensure that if somebody does have cancer, it's caught early. In finance, AI is changing the game. It's reshaping the financial sector. Think about fraud detection. AI is catching people in the act. Algorithmic trading. People are making money hand over fist with these bots, these tools to predict where stocks will grow and go, when to short, when to invest. Personalized financial advice. Wouldn't it be great to have a financial advisor in your pocket? There's so much great information available to you, but it's all about asking the right questions. And one of the things AI is great at, specifically tools like ChatGPT, is being that expert in your pocket or on your computer that you can talk to and ask for wisdom to improve your financial situation. AI in education. I love education, and AI is changing the way students are learning and teachers are teaching. There are some really interesting applications in personalized learning where courses aren't designed for everyone. They're designed just for you to meet you where you are and give you the tools that you need to step up to that next rung of the ladder. We're seeing more and more of that in education. Intelligent tutoring systems, and even automatic grading. I got a friend who is a teacher, and he's told me that he's got his life back. So much of an educator's role is administrative. You spend your time preparing for classes, course curriculums, providing feedback for students, and all of this time can be more productive with the use of AI. So teachers can spend more time one-on-one with students and less time doing the busy work the paperwork, having an impact on someone's life and seeing them light up from a new idea, making a difference. This is what teachers love, and this is what AI allows them to do. You see, AI applications in manufacturing. Maybe you don't work in manufacturing. The systems are getting better and better. These warehouses that are nearly fully automated, machines moving products, predictive maintenance, and supply chain optimization. You see AI applications impacting the environment. There are so many environmental challenges that we as a society are faced with. Tools can help us model the climate and understand what's going on, improve our resource management and conservation efforts. In effect, we are smarter with AI. I believe the widespread adoption of AI is going to be the greatest equalizer for people from all walks of life to learn, explore, and grow, to ultimately reach the pinnacle of knowledge and understanding. We learn together, we grow together, we prosper together. I want to encourage you to share your thoughts on AI applications in your respective industry. Where do you see it showing up? Where do you see it showing up? Where do you see AI in your job? I'd love to hear your personal experiences or observations of AI in action. Thank you so much for listening and being here and tuning into episode 5, Real World Applications in AI. This has been a lot of fun, and I love talking about AI. I invite you to continue the conversation on social media or through our website. If you'd like to follow us, you can visit openaitraining.com or check us out on Instagram at openaitraining. Really, really excited about our upcoming episodes. The next episode is AI and creativity. I am super pumped because one of the things I love is pushing the limits of what ChatGPT can do with creativity. I'm a singer, I'm a songwriter, and I love incorporating ChatGPT into helping me find that next line of a song, or improving a verse, or tweaking the nuances. This is just one area, but it's incredible. I love showing people what AI can do when it comes to creativity, and that's what we'll be discussing in the next show. This has been Mark Latimer with the AI Training Podcast, signing off. Why be good when you can be grateful? I love you.